This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there was a bloody attack in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 76 and as many as 90 or more people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of students. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say Al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives, which have become its weapons of choice. A Taliban force today attacked an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gun assault happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties. An attack in Kunduz province Monday killed a U.S. Special Forces member. AP's Ben Thomas reports on that death with details newly released by the Pentagon.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goble was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
The intensified insurgent activity comes despite an on-again, off-again peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. U.S. officials say an American civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base near Kirkuk on Friday. Several U.S. service members and Iraqis were wounded. One source says the possible involvement of an Iranian-backed Shiite Muslim group, militia group is being looked at. From Washington,